Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Oh, and for some it's good afternoon. And for some it's good evening. And we'll say hello. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're excited about what going to take place this morning, and we are just delighted in the Lord and grateful and so thankful for all that he's done and all that he is doing and all that will be manifest that he has already done. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. We love the Lord and we give honor to our Father this morning, who who's the only true and living God, the maker and creator of all things. We give glory and honor, and we honor the Lord this morning, our Father. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, and we bless his name. Hallelujah. With bowed knees and a bowed head, we bless his name, and we come in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's by no other name. None. He paid the price. He came and he paid the price that we could be sitting here this morning knowing that we're in the presence of the Almighty God. And it's all because of our Savior, our Redeemer, Yeshua the Christ. So we honor our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior, and we come in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Yeshua this morning, and we come thanking you for all that the mighty gifts that you have given us. Yes, Lord, and we give you glory and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. And you've probably heard me say it's tea time with Jesus and me, and I want to discuss that a little bit. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, for this is truly the day that you have made. We do not have an idea of what the day will be, how it will, all the things that would occur in this day. But Father, we put our trust in you in the name of Yeshua, knowing that you have everything under control and that you have supplied us with everything that we need, even the right words to say. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you that you've given us the holy power, the anointing power to go through this day. That you have given us the power and the authority to walk in this day, pleasing in your sight, giving you glory and honor. And Father, we thank you. We thank you that you would fight our battles for us this day. Bring peace where a storm would like to rise, Almighty God, up against us. We thank you for your peace. Hallelujah. We thank you for your shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. We thank you, Almighty God, for easing troubled minds. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For fighting battles. Yes, Lord. Oh, guarding and protecting, shielding us, Almighty God. Oh, God, we give you glory. And not only us, your people everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. And we apply the blood of Yeshua over every area of our life, in our homes, on the outside, inside, our transportation, our cars, wherever our name is, we apply the blood of Yeshua. We apply the blood of Yeshua over our jobs, our workplace, our ministries, the business meetings. Father, we apply it. the blood of Yeshua over every area of our life and the lives of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Yes, Lord, we apply the blood. Hallelujah. Ooh, over our health. Yes, over the health of everyone that we're praying for. Yes, God, we thank you for the blood. The blood still works. Hallelujah. Glory over our minds, almighty God, our hearts. Yes, Lord, our eyes, our ears. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Every decision we have to make, we apply the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Open our mouth wide and fill it with words, God. Hey, God. Oh, let us not gossip. Let us not even be tempted to. Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you for being a shield of defense. Thank you for being our help. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for being our resource. Thank you, Lord, our everything. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Our thank you, our God. Hallelujah. Everyone that's on our prayer list, Lord, we ask that you touch them. Touch. Meet every need. We apply the blood of Yeshua over each and every one on our prayer list. Yes, we do, Lord. You know the situations. We thank you for being a judge in the courtroom. Touch, we apply the blood of Yeshua, almighty God. Hallelujah. Every legal situation. Oh, you know, almighty God. So we apply the blood. Hallelujah. And Father, we're extended where injustice had taken place. We ask that you make the correction. And we thank you for doing it in Yeshua's mighty name. Where the doctors have made a misdiagnosis or can't even see what the problem is or understand. Give them a mind of understanding. God, speak to their heart, remove their prejudice, and let healing come forth. If it is your will for the individuals to be healed by the hands guided by you, of the doctors. Father, but we know that you can speak a word, that you can touch, and everything will be all right. Our faith look up to you, Father. And we are grateful and we are thankful. And we ask that you forgive us. If we woke up this morning, when we woke up complaining, not happy, sad, out of fear and overwhelmed, Father, we ask that you forgive us. Because we know that you are in control. You order our steps. You guide us, you direct us, and you instruct us. We stand on that, Lord. Hallelujah. And you're the only one that can give us the strength to stand. Oh, God, we thank you. Everyone on the prayer list that needs healing, we thank you for their healing and the manifestation of your word in their life. Hallelujah. Every need, we thank you, Father. We glorify you, we magnify you. And have your way in this broadcast, this time. Speak to us and through us. Bring comfort, encouragement. Have your will. You know the need of everyone that will ever listen to the broadcast. We ask that you speak. And we thank you in the name of Yeshua for speaking, encouraging, comforting, reassuring that you love us and you care and you take care of your children. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. You take care of your children. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 133. Just something yesterday, and I'm not quite sure, but it was good, but that wasn't what I had intended. So I read both of them. So what I'm going to do today is do the very same thing. And I pray that God is directing this. Psalms 35, a prayer of safety, a psalm of David. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Excuse me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them that be confounded and put to shame, that seek after my soul, let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have dug for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself into the very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in it, in his salvation. Let me read that again. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him. Yea, the poor and needy from him that spoileth him. False witness shall rise up. They lay to my charge things that I know not. They reward me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer turned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversities, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the adjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not with hypocritical mockery and feasts. They gashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lion. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against that are not quiet in the land. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me and say, ha, ha, our eyes have seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silent, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, ha, so would we have it. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice over my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them be continuously. Let the Lord be magnified. Oh, verse 27 again. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. But 33. I like this, and I wanted this 24 to be our opening. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judges the earth. He loves righteousness and judges. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Let me read 5 again so we can really get it. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness, of the goodness of the Lord. Yeah, let's do it again. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them. By the breath of his mouth he gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the death in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. But he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thought of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. from the place of his habitation. He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their heart alike. He considers all their work. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trust in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us accordingly as we hope in thee. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for that song. Hallelujah. And we'll go to Psalms. We'll turn to Psalms 1. My throat is dry for some reason. Excuse me. Being reminded that the show has started. God is good. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I just bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. God is so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Psalms 1. Psalms 1, they said a key word for this song, psalm, is blessed. It serves as a pronouncement upon a man, but a certain kind of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're happy when you're in the Lord and trusting in him and not leaning or easily influenced by others or those that are ungodly. And it'll take us over, if the Lord say so, to Numbers the 11th chapter. If we don't get to it today, I'd like for you to really read that and be mindful of who have your ear. I'm saying it to me. Encourage our children. Don't be so quick to call everyone your friend. It's all right to be friendly, but you have to know those that you allow to have your ear. And you don't know a person. Sometimes you can go years and years, and in your own mind, your own strength, no one could tell you that this person is not your friend. But they're not. And so am I saying for you us to be suspicious of everyone? I'm saying be careful who have your ear, who you listen to. I had a dear friend. She trusts someone, and that person deliberately gave her bad advice and harassed her to follow that bad advice because my friend didn't have to work, and it just was a bad situation. So we have to be careful, and I know that we all want to share when God has blessed us. But we have to be ever so careful and mindful who have our ear and who we speak to. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, they are doing so good, but that doesn't mean that that's where they want you to be. Okay? Know that God loves us. And we really, the scripture tells us to lean not to our own understanding. It says trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. And sometimes we'll say, oh, Lord, should I say this to so-and-so? And while we're saying this to the Lord, we're doing it without waiting for the Lord. And some things is just not necessary to share. And we just have to ask the Lord to lead us. Who is the better one? And I have learned that through the years. And then there's no hostility with people. You keep everyone in their lane. You know, everyone in their lane. And sometimes what we want, we allow it to override what the Lord is telling us. Or if we feel that we have the Saul, King Saul attitude, the prophet of the Lord was taking his time. And I needed to do this. So I went on and did it. You know? So the main thing we have to do is make sure we form, all of us, a good relationship with the Lord. Woo! Lord. And I think then everything will fall in its place. God bless you. When God is in his rightful place in our life. Give me a sickle. Oh, by sickle to the death. We want you, Lord. If I sickle, by. Have I sickle, by say. Remit sickle, by say. We want you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We want you. We need you, Lord God Almighty. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Every area covered in the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, protect, shield. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Blessings on the godly. Listen. Bless is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Sometimes we get verse 3 all mixed up because we see, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. And we miss all the other stuff that's in this verse. Because we want to be prosperous, yeah. But we forget there's a season. There is a season for the fruit to come forth. Yeah. There is a season. Can't rush nor manipulate God. Wherever we are, we can be. Paul said he found himself to be content. And I know the feeling. Oh, just got to get there. Just got to have that. Just Lord, I can do this and make this happen. And you just sometimes find yourself just spinning your wheels. And then we get frustrated and we begin to seek out advice, seek out knowledgeable people, seek out, you know, those that God has not assigned to speak to us. We just begin to seek out, you know, I can do this. I can make this happen. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I know? Oh, I can call on them and they can do this, and it may not be the season for it. But what is it that you're looking at? Is it time for it now? What is it? Just what is it? Make sure you're clear. Let's read Numbers, the 11th chapter. I said that if we had the time that we could do it, and I think we do. Okay. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it and was angry. And it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely. Let me go back. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dry. Dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. Eight. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it into meal or beat it in the mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. 10. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in your bosom as a nursing father, bury the suckling child into the land which thou swore unto their fathers. Hear what he said. Hence should I have flesh to give unto all this people, for they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. I'm not able to bear all the people alone, because it's too heavy for me. And if thou deal with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. You know, complaining is not good. And I found one thing among many in this chapter that stood out. The children of Israel did not realize that they were a new nation. And the great creator of the heavens and the earth was their king of this new nation. They didn't understand that. A promise that was made over 400 years was manifest. And they wanted to return back to a defeated foe. They wanted to return back to their enemy, to become slaves again, where they have been delivered from a mighty hand, by the mighty hand of their king. They were a nation that had just seen their king defeat the world power, my God, from Zion. What you say about that? And they are so enslaved. Now, when did they taste all the good food of Egypt? There was a time that they were not slaves. But I don't think those that were there then remembered that time. They saw the mighty works of God before they left. And with a mighty hand, the scripture tells us, God brought them out of Egypt. And God allowed Pharaoh and the God allowed them to walk across the Red Sea, dry land, not as of dry land, but on dry land. And he kept the mighty earthly army at bay until they crossed, hey God, until they crossed over, my Father and my God. And when they got in the Red Sea, the water that was, came up, a wall of water on each side, caved in on them. Their king defeated their enemy, and they wanted to return back. And the multitude, they had just seen what happened when some had complained in the fire. But the multitude, there was a mixed multitude. But they saw it too. They saw it too. Maybe they had the cucumbers, you know, I don't know. But the mixed multitude began to complain. Be careful who you team up with on the job, in church, in your community. Be careful, all of us. You don't know the hidden agendas. You don't know, because someone can sound like they know everything and they don't know anything. You have to be careful. Be so careful. God is so good to us. And we're ever so grateful. does when he wants. He knows the right time for everything. That's why I said earlier, we have to trust him. And I'm talking to me. I'm not badgering anyone. I'm just encouraging us to trust God. God wouldn't have you do that. He'll tell you. He'll tell us. Yes, he will. He loves us just that much. You know, he loves us so much with an everlasting love. Ooh. And sometimes it just hurts. Oh, we know we have failed or come short, my Lord. And look like we have done it, mankind, from Adam and Eve. But God knew, and he sent us our Redeemer. Yes, he did. So we ask God to truly give us eyes to see and ears to hear what thus says the living God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, yes. God is good. Guide us, direct us. And when we allow God to do it, it's like, whoa. Look at God. Yes, yes. As our Savior said in Matthew, don't you know that your Father knows that you have need of these things? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But we are to seek God for wisdom and guidance and direction, and not lean to our own understanding. You know, we have people, and sometimes they'll give you some good advice, and we have to let everything be filtered through the Lord, through God's will. If Father, is this your will? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because before the foundation of the world, he knew that we would be in this place. You know? Yeah. I love the Lord and I thank him for his patience and his kindness. Now, that leads us to this. We have taken Friday and it says, one tea time with Jesus and me, the traveling cafe, and the late, and we called it a verse. We said that we were speaking to the late bloomers. But I was corrected by using the term late bloomers right on time. Lord, what God got to do with that? So if he decides that you're going to do something and produce a fruit that's going to bloom at 202, God plant, our Father's plant. Oh, my God. Thank you. So we said that there are those of us who had dreams and desires. And it appeared that life happens and you've forgotten about them and just threw them to the side and I sit back and said, oh, I woulda, coulda, shoulda. But it looked like it's gotten stronger and stronger. And you said, that's impossible. But guess what? Nothing is impossible when it comes to God. Now, we use Moses, but without a doubt, we know that there are more people that has accomplished things in the senior part of their life, opposed to the middle or the younger. And we tend to think that in the younger, maybe in the middle, we might can accomplish some things. But when you get down a close to that what we call senior and a little past, you know, what we call, you don't think about it in your 70s because that, oh, no, that's too old. You need to retire. There are churches that retire their pastors, I think, at 70 or 75. You need to sit down. But God being God can and does allow the blooming of flowers. Set times, and not all of them bloom in the youth or in the middle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know that there are some plants that only bloom once every 100 years. Hello. So I said all of that to say, if God has given you something and brought back to you to do something, do it. It's your heart desire to learn to play the piano. And I'm not limiting it to, whatever it is. If God has given you the desire to do it and you're getting that unction, then pray and go forth with it. A book, a song, it may be just the time for it to come on the earth. Don't be afraid. I don't count it impossible when God has given it to you. You know, if I knew then what I know now, I would have. But you know now what you didn't know then, so guess what you can do? Yes, 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 yes. Sure can. And I, tea time with Jesus, it was to be a book, and it really, it was just, came about for today, and all of it comes together where you can just sit. You can take 5 minutes on your job, anywhere. You know how you sit with friends and have a cup of tea and discuss some things or just be quiet, but you know your friend is there. Tea time with Yeshua, and it is so you can learn the quietness and the peacefulness and the joy of spending time with the Lord. Open your Bible or your little pocket Bible or on your phone, and just at quiet time, it's therapeutic. It's you and Jesus. Just you and Yeshua. Yes, that's all it is. And you'll find you'll probably drink less tea and the word and pondering over the word of God. Yes. As you just read and just meditate on the Lord. Talk to the Lord. You can ask questions to the Lord. What is this? What you want with that? It's just setting time aside to spend with the Lord. That's all it is. That's all it is. I just sat on the deck, and you hear people say, me and the Lord just had a good time. You don't have, the tea is not anything. It is not trying to create nothing. Just having a hot cup of tea or lemonade or coffee. It could be anything. And spend that wonderful time. It just, the Lord just may let you read. You just may need to read one piece of a scripture. And you just ponder over it. Or if you have one that you just, Lord, this doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what it means. And you're just thinking about it. And just sipping on. It's just quiet time with the friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's a friend. He's your friend. Hallelujah. And I just believe you could just take it there. Curl up with your word. And just read and enjoy that quiet, peaceful time with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, he's your friend. Sometimes there are people who say, I'll just take a walk. Just me and the Lord. Do what? Sometimes say something. Sometimes just walk me and the Lord. Yeah. Just me and the Lord. That's all it is. Take that few minutes on your job. Instead of talking, getting wrapped up in the water cooler gossip. I don't know if it has not changed, if it has changed or not or whatever. Don't get caught up in the riffraff. But you and the Lord, have a cup of water, a cup of tea, just quiet. That's all it is. That's all. Hallelujah. And I'm prayerful. Now, we can do that now and encourage you for the other part of it. I'm prayerful that the Lord will allow us to make all the right connections, and we'll be able to do the third part. So here today, yes, and I'm grateful to the Lord, and I believe he's going to show us great and mighty things if we remain faithful. And whatever he asks us to do, maintain our territory. We don't have to worry about what it looked like. Just may do your part. God's definitely going to do his part. He's going to get the pride out the way. Yes. Because it's for his glory. Let's go to. Let's read Isaiah. I tell you, you know, I stopped marking in the Bible, then I got all the flags in the Bible, so I'm going to have to do something about that, because the Bible is to be highly respected and honored, because the name of the Lord is in it. Oh, my God, I'm fine. Hallelujah. It's to be honored, and it is to be respected. Hallelujah. It is to be honored and to be respected. And people say it doesn't take all of that, but God is holy. His name is in here. This is his word. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Isaiah 43. I'm going to start, and I don't usually do this, at the third verse. It reads as follows. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the north. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my sons from far, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Even everyone that is called. Now, this is the key verse here. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that we may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless his holy name. God is so good to us. Oh, yes, he is. He is so, so good to us. Besides him, there is no other. Hallelujah. 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 There is no God. It's time already. I don't know. I just listened. It was 2 minutes and now it's 90 seconds. Hallelujah. Time goes by. Yes, it does. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Bless the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. God loves you, and he cares. God bless, and thank you for tuning in.